Welcome to Wholesaler Masterminds Radio. Yes, it's another edition of, well, your favorite Wholesaler Radio show. Today we have a guest, of course, from outside the business, because what we like to do is we like to bring folks in from outside. You know, get us out of this wholesaling fishbowl. Help us understand more about what happens outside the wholesaling financial services fishbowl and get some insights into how business is done in other industries. And I can't think of anybody more qualified to bring us that information, especially when it comes down to good, solid sales information, than my colleague, J.B. Bush. Now, to give you some idea, J.B. is an ongoing contributing columnist to I Carry the Bag. And by the way, you know that this is always sponsored by I Carry the Bag, the official magazine of wholesaling. J.B. writes for the magazine on a quarterly basis, and he does the sales column. And he's got over 20 years' experience in senior management and executive sales positions. And what I like is that he's bringing his background from companies like Coal Valley Software. He's worked with companies like Cisco, Dell, DST, Silver Peak, VeriSign. He's not in our world, but boy, he's a smart sales guy, and he brings a lot of good information that's transferable to our wholesaling community. So, JB, I hope that I teed that up okay for you. Would you please join me in welcoming audience JB Bush? JB, welcome to Wholesaler Masterminds Radio.
Rob, thank you for the lovely introduction. I think you should call my mother and tell her what I do. I'm not sure she understands it as well as you do.
When we're done, I will get the phone number.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Well, it's my pleasure. So what we wanted to do today is have this conversation about motivating, because I know in the upcoming issue of I Carry the Bag, we're going to do a deeper dive on this whole notion of motivating clients to buy. And our wholesalers are, of course, very interested in motivating advisors to get off the schneid and buy their product. So there were three keys that we were talking about before we fired up the recording. And I want to just cover those keys in the brief time, the 10, 11, 12 minutes that we have here on Wholesaler Masterminds Radio. So one of them you told me about, I've kind of titled as the disease of the pitch. What do you mean by that?
Oh, it's classic, Rob. I mean, we see it more and more often. We get in front of a prospect. We get a little bit excited. We're thrilled to have the time and energy of the person across the desk. And before you know it, we're pitching. We're not listening. We're not asking questions. We're throwing out the marketing material, and we're throwing it out there trying to convince somebody, prod them, push them, poke them to say, look how fabulous we are. Look how great we are. What do you want to buy? It happens quickly. It happens all the time. But there are challenges with that it's all about us and it's not enough about the customer, which is the one who, by the way, is making the decision.
You know, so many of the audience that's listening to this knows this fondly as the ever troublesome show up and throw up. And I know that's exactly what you're referring to in some fashion, right?
Well, we call it ready, fire, aim. You know, let's just throw enough stuff there on the wall and hope that something sticks.
Yeah. So the second one, you were telling me a story about an article you were reading, and I just like you to go right there, because it was this whole notion of how you position yourself from a mindset standpoint to align with your customer.
Yeah, there's a guy out there called Paul Castain. I love his voice, a lot like yours, Rob. He's very personal. He's very authentic, and he just comes at it from a different angle. And I read this recently from him. He said, before you go and see a prospect, fire yourself. Take a moment, fire yourself from your current position, and then hire yourself from the prospect's perspective. In other words, put yourself in their job. You've got his job right now or her job right now. Allows you to get in that mindset, this is what I'm trying to get done, these are the challenges I'm trying to get through on a daily basis. Because when we're trying to move any product, service, solution, it's about alignment. The whole idea of pitching is dead. So Paul's theory was fire yourself from your job, hire yourself from there so you get a better feel of what it feels like to walk in their shoes, thus increasing your chances of making that connection with what you've got in the bag.
Yes. So, you know, especially for the wholesalers that have had an opportunity to work retail, and not everyone has. You know, if you've had an opportunity to sit on the advisor's side of the desk, I think that gives you a leg up.
Absolutely.
So you're able to understand, you know, what are the challenges that they're facing running the team inside of their office? What are the challenges that they're facing with practice management? What are the challenges that they're facing with client retention? What are the challenges they're facing with portfolio construction? you know, gives you those insights. But if you haven't wholesalers, if you haven't been on the retail side, you know, I love JB's suggestion. Take a minute to try to put your mindset where the advisor is. It sounds so obvious, but, man, I think we overlook it a lot. I got to agree with you on that.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, I'd love it if our prospects were sitting there going, man, I hope I get a call from a sales guy today, because that's what I really want to be spending my time doing. But, no, they wake up like the rest of us going, how am I going to get this done? How am I going to make this challenge go away? How am I going to make this reality, this objective, this initiative come true? And what's the impact of my organization if I do? And the most successful reps that I know understand that, uncover what those objectives, those initiatives, those challenges are, so that when they start bringing stuff out of the bag, they've got something to align to.
Yes. All right, so the third one we'll get to in just a second, but, you know, we're brought to you, as always, by I Carry the Bag magazine. Today I want to just give you a brief word about Wholesaler Mastermind Coaching, audience, because I'll tell you what, it's been a busy week. It's been a busy week at Wholesaler Masterminds. It's been a busy week at Wholesaler Masterminds Coaching, and there's two things I just want to tell you very quickly. One is that we fired up a brand-new exclusive area of Wholesaler Masterminds Coaching, and it's called Priority Partner Private Coaching. And the best way to explain it is, if you want to work directly with someone that will actually be your sales manager without the ability to fire you and without the ability to promote you, but with the ability to poke you in the ribs when you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, to help you set goals, to help you do business plans, to help you move the business forward, then give me a call and let's have some discussion about Priority Partner Private Coaching. Just go to wholesalermasterminds.com and hit on the contact button and we can have a conversation about that. We are accepting, by the way, new coaching clients inside of both our under 3-year, I fondly call it our rookie group, as well as our seasoned wholesaler group. So not to take away from our interview with JB, but I had to make sure you knew about that. JB, let's talk about this third notion.
Sure.
This third notion about listening. And boy, you are preaching to the choir on this. You know that I do, you know, listening workshops, but you've got some perspective on this. What are sales folks doing wrong?
Not what they're doing wrong. I think we're all conditioned and trained as sales professionals to ask questions. You know, if you join a firm for the first time, they lock you in a room with the marketing folks and they teach you all this information about what the products do, and then they open the door and say, go ask a few of these questions and go be successful. Go hit your numbers. Go sell something. Well, it's not the idea of asking the question that's important. We ask that question for a purpose, and that's to gain some information. The better the question you ask, the better data you're going to get from your prospect. So the idea of asking a question is simply just kicking open the door so that we can listen, because that's where the magic happens. That's where we truly make the connection. You know, I read a lot of these sales magazines, for better or for worse, and year after year after year after year, Rob, the number one challenge that executives, buyers have with sales professionals, it's not that they don't ask the right questions, it's that they're not paying attention. They're not listening. So the idea of walking in and asking a question, a purposeful, strategic question, and then taking the time and pausing and actively listening, it pays so many dividends. It's too many to list here. And in this economy, when everybody's got that radio station tuned to What's In It For Me, WIIFM, it just becomes a critical skill.
You know, one of the secrets that we can share with our listeners is take the information that has just been given to you and ask a clarifying question back. And when you ask the clarifying question back, preface it with, what I hear you saying is,
yes,
or from what I understand you just said, this is how I view the opportunity, the problem, the solution, etc. That simple act will help folks understand that it wasn't just sound waves hitting your eardrum, that it actually resonated inside your gray matter and you were able to process it.
Absolutely. Nobody likes surprises. You know, that the reason we play it back is to make sure we understood them correctly. And the amount of trust and credibility that builds when you do that, people love to be heard. I mean, try it at a cocktail party. Try it at the next dinner party. Try it at your, you know, next family get-together. People love to be heard. Ask the question, sit back and listen, and watch the person across the table just warm up, radiate, and before you know it, you know, you're just operating on a deeper, richer level.
You know, it reminds me of probably when we both started in sales and you learned about the open end versus the closed end question. And I remember distinctly having been trained in that so many years ago and being so myopically focused on was I asking an open ended or was I asking a closed end question that I never listened to what the hell the answer was.
That's right. You know, because it's not questions that start they start conversations, but they don't build relationships. They don't close a deal. People do.
All right, JB, we're going to put a close on this chapter because you know what? I want people to listen to this podcast, but you and I both want people subscribing to I Carry the Bag. Go to iCarryTheBag.com, get a special that gives your internal a free subscription when you grab one of your own. JB Bush, it has been our sincere pleasure to have you on Wholesaler Masterminds Radio.
My pleasure to be here. Thanks for the invitation.
Thanks, JB.
All right, take care.